Hello, this is CJ Hayden speaking, and also co-hosting with me today is Christine Carey. Say hi, Chris.
Hello, everyone. Welcome and glad to be here.
Great, thank you. So we're here today to talk about the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on self-employed professionals. This is the third of these sessions, and if you weren't at the first two sessions, that's perfectly okay. It's fine to be joining us now. Our focus today is going to be specifically on marketing and sales during the crisis. And we're going to have a couple more sessions that are on other specific aspects of the crisis as it is continuing to emerge. So I want to start with our opening to talk about what's our mindset here today. What are we all about? What are we focused on? What are we holding as our purpose and as our shared worldview? So this crisis that we're going through, it's real. It's here. It is unavoidable and it is worldwide. We are all being impacted by stay-at-home orders. We're having our livelihoods impacted. Some of us are still working, but working at home. If perhaps you were working on a client site before, some of us are unable to work right now because of the nature of our work. Others are finding that our clients are dropping away or are about to drop away. So all of those different things are going on. We don't know how long this crisis is going to last, but it is temporary. So we need to hold that mindset too, so that we don't get sucked down into a black hole of, oh my God, this is catastrophic. It's going to be like this forever. It's not going to be like this forever. So we're dealing with a temporary situation. We don't know how long, but it's temporary and we need to get through it. So here in this space, we're going to be pragmatic and solution focused. We're not going to do any fear-mongering or allow fear-mongering or do blaming or allow blaming. But the flip side of that is we're also not going to have happy talk here. This is going to be hard. There are real problems that need to be solved. There are difficult things that we need to handle. But we're all in this together. And a couple of you heard people from other countries than the U.S. announce themselves at the beginning. Registered for today's call, we had 99 people from the United States, 6 from Canada, 5 from the UK, 3 from Australia, 3 from France, 3 from Kenya, 2 from Belgium, 2 from the Philippines, and 1 each from El Salvador, Germany, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Portugal.
Yes.
Yeah. This is worldwide, and we are all in this together. Yeah. So that's our mindset for today. So with that as the introduction, where we want to start is by sharing with you some specific ideas that might be useful to you in this crisis, and then allowing you to input with your comments and also ask your questions. So people are going to be sharing personal information. You're welcome to share with anyone your own personal experience of this conversation today, but you're not permitted to share anyone else's name or identifying details without their explicit permission. We are recording today, and the recording will be shared with others. So if you say something that you'd prefer not appear in the recording, notify us afterward, and we'll edit that out. So let's begin with our first topic. I'm going to call on Chris, and she's going to talk about what sort of marketing is appropriate now and what's the right tone. And remember, if you have questions as we go along in this first segment, just note them down, and then we're going to open up and allow everybody to ask questions and make comments. So Chris, take it away.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. It's really refreshing to be with a bunch of us who want to just sort of talk turkey, if you will, right? Just to do some straight talk. And so CJ and I are going to kind of zip through these points, saving the latter half of this call for the more interactive, you know, questions. So jot them down as we go along, and then we'll have a chance to answer them. So the thing I'm curious about right now, CJ and I, of course, have been looking at what kind of marketing is appropriate and how do you strike the right tone. And so the tone is the thing that I really want to focus on at this point, because I'm seeing a lot of really well-meaning people put out some really bad marketing at the moment. People who I know personally or who I've worked with as the coach or the coachee. And so I know these folks, and I love them, and I can't read anything they're writing right now because it's just not landing in a way that feels appropriate. So when I say check your tone, what I mean is, as you can see in this first line, check your tone, say it out loud like you would in a conversation, make sure it actually sounds authentic and like it sounds like you. And I want to jump down to the bottom line there, so it was where it says, look at what the gurus are doing and then make your own decision. You know, a lot of what I'm seeing at the moment is the tone that's coming across is more of a business as usual, if you will, kind of a marketing tone, which is, in my estimation, CJ and I chatted about this a lot recently, that that's just not the right tone to be sharing at the moment. It's best that we don't pretend like nothing's happening. And your marketing needs to really reflect that authentically. So the gurus may or may not have the right ideas. There's nothing wrong with having people, you know, CJ and I, you shouldn't necessarily listen to what we're saying either. You should be listening to your own gut and making your own decisions. You know, take all the information in, but then run it through your own personal filter. What's right for you? What's right for your clients? What's the tone that's going to get people's attention and be authentic to you? So before you write or speak, let's look at some self-compassion. You know, if someone was talking to you and trying to offer that good or service, what would you want them to say to you? You know, one of the things I've noticed for myself is that I've shifted into this, I just want to be taken care of mode, which is always something that runs a little bit in the back of my head anyway. So if I'm looking at marketing, I want it to feel like someone's trying to take care of me because I'm doing my best to take care of myself as well. So that's what I mean by self-compassion. What would you want someone to say to you? Turn around and now let's say that back to someone else. You want to talk with people, not at them. I mean, that is just a thing that I see so much in marketing. It's not like the whole kind of a stereotypical, you know, what's going to take to get you in that car to drive away today kind of thing. That's a talking at, that's not a talking with. So the tone for right now that I'm seeing that seems to be landing the best, certainly with me and then with others, is this, we're in it together, where do we go from here, side by side, rather than someone in the lead or pushing kind of thing. It's okay to have a leadership stance, but let's have it in this with, not at, kind of way. So again, we want to acknowledge what is, not too happy, not too morbid, not whatever. We want the Goldilocks kind of bed, if you will, with our tones. Just be real and as authentic as you can. Appropriate marketing looks and feels like, well, you know, CJ and I certainly tried to do it in the thing that you all responded to, you know, the thing that went to my mailing list versus CJ's Get Clients Now mailing list was very similar, but not exactly the same, because she's her and she wrote hers and I'm me and I wrote mine. And yet, you know, hopefully when you read them, they made you feel good enough to want to come, right? There was something compelling, and we're just going to talk to you like real people. So what appropriate marketing doesn't look like is, you're cooped up in your house, you need some stuff, I've got the stuff, you should come and get it from me. And oh, by the way, it's going to take a long time and probably have a big old price tag attached. So I can give some more specific examples as we continue to talk, but the right tone is something that you're going to want to just run through your own internal gauge. So CJ, do you have any thoughts about right tone yourself? I know you do.
Yeah, I do want to say that don't let any of this about taking the right tone and questions about what's appropriate make you say, oh, maybe I shouldn't be marketing at all right now. In fact, you probably should. And I talked about that a little bit in the blog post that went up on the Get Clients Now website yesterday, which I just put in chat, getclientsnow.com/blog. And it's the top piece. So many of us will find it absolutely necessary to be marketing right now because our clients are down, our income is down, or maybe this caught us at a moment when we were just about to launch into some sort of extra marketing. And we also want to get in touch with our people, whoever our people are, and let us know either A, we're open for business, or B, we're not open for business and this is why, or C, I've got something that might be helpful in this specific situation we're dealing with right now, and if it's right for you, here's what it is.
Yeah.
So all of those are perfectly valid reasons to be marketing right now.
Yeah. Just be real when you say them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And Ryan says this may be temporary, but I believe every business needs to pivot. This will be different for every business. Plans change. Reach your clients and customers where they are now and where they're going to be in the months to come. Great. Mm. And then Brad says, I'm thinking this is a bad time to offer some tiny discounts as if you're some kind of blessing to mankind. I've seen some of that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with discounts, but it's all about tone. And yes, offering anything as if you're a blessing to mankind or making some big sacrifice is probably not appropriate.
Yeah. So I'll give my worst case example. And then, you know, we can move on. But I saw an email from a person who was saying, hey, how's it going? Haven't been in touch for a while. And it was really well written. I just noticed that, you know, right now you may be needing some clients, and I just happen to have this client attraction program, and I would love for you to join me and click here for more details. And so already it's like, wow, I don't know where that person's coming from. And so I click for more details, and it takes me to a Google Doc, which is just don't do that, please. And the Google Doc says that it's a 12-week program. It looks really intense, and it's $1,500. So there's so many things wrong with this, I don't even know where to start. Google Doc, not an acceptable marketing tool. Just going to say that out loud. Please make it look pretty, especially if you're asking for what feels like a big hunk of money. 12 weeks, dude, I can't even think about going to the grocery store 3 days from now. I'm so stressed out. I got no bandwidth for 12 weeks. And the length and the detail of everything that was in there is just mind-boggling. I couldn't even read the whole thing because I was like, ow, my brain hurts. I can't even think about going to the grocery store, and you want me to think about all these details and then 12 weeks and then $1,500 on a Google Doc? Ah, run away. And the whole, hey, how's it going? Haven't talked in a while. No kidding. No, I haven't. And why are you talking to me now and like this? That is the no category. That is the with the big red slash. Don't do it. That's my most egregious example.
Great. Thanks for that, Chris. Cool. So let's switch gears and talk about what approaches can you use for marketing and sales in this environment, okay? So, of course, you can do all the online stuff that you always did, right? You've got a website, presumably, or if you don't, I'm going to talk about that in a second. Social media, email blast. You know, if you were doing those things, you can continue to do those things. You can do all of the online approaches you've ever done to market yourself. You just want to make sure that your messaging is appropriate, as Chris was saying. But what if you can't use a marketing technique that you used to? Maybe you used to attend networking meetings or schedule lunches and coffees or make in-person sales calls or do public speaking in your local area. You know, those in-person approaches, they're just not possible right now. And plus, many of your potential clients, they aren't in their office or their place of business, they're home. So how do you market and sell under these conditions? Well, first of all, there is your website, if you have one. Put something up there that posts what your availability is and any changes that you've made to how you do business. So some of you that do business typically in person are now doing business online. So you're a personal trainer, let's say, or a yoga teacher, right? And you're offering live streamed sessions that people can participate in. Great, that belongs front and center. on your website. If you are available for work and people don't necessarily know that you're available for work, great. Put that up on your website. Hi, looking for contracts right now, right? So people know you're there, you're working, you're available. If you've never before had an email list, this is a great time to start an email list, to put that up on your website, a place to gather people's contact information so that you can be building that and be in contact with the people that are interested in finding out what you have to offer, what's your availability, what's going on with you. Same sort of idea on social media. Make sure that your profiles are updated to whatever is true for you now at this particular time. And think about stepping up your posting and your engagement with others. I know a lot of you may have a LinkedIn profile and you've never posted a status on LinkedIn. Think about starting to do that. You know, people are online. Double, triple, quadruple what they were before. So look at how you can have more visibility than perhaps previously you had thought about. So include in your posts on social media things that perhaps you might not ordinarily say, like, hi, I'm looking for new projects right now. I'd be particularly interested in doing projects like this. If you've got something like that or know somebody who does, get in touch. Under these circumstances, that's a perfectly appropriate kind of post to make on any social media channel where you already have a presence. And you can also reach out to your contacts and engage with their posts to up your level of visibility and connection on these channels. Same sort of idea with email and any kind of messaging that you do. Let everybody who's already in your universe know if you're available and what you're seeking. Send regular email updates to keep the conversation going with the people who are already your customers or your fans or your friends. Keep them in the loop about what's going on with you and how they could potentially be supporting you. You ever use postal mail? Think about it. Send out a postcard. Hi, thinking about you, can't wait to see you again, right? To stay top of mind. Don't forget about the phone. The phone is still good, right? You don't have to stay exclusively online. You can pick up your phone and make calls. And if you're worried that you've got people for whom you only have an office number and not a cell number, guess what? If you call their office number right now, it might be forwarded to their cell number, or it might have a voicemail on it that says, hi, if you want to reach me while I'm out of the office, here's my cell number. So don't be afraid to reach out by telephone either. Perfectly viable method, more than before, for doing marketing and sales in the current environment. There's lots of virtual gatherings going on right now that you can attend. Leads groups like BNI, Business Networking International, has gone online. Many, many other business networking groups have gone online. You can also host your own virtual gathering. So if people can't come to your business or can't work with you right now, think about some creative ways that you could bring your business to them. Or let's say that you're a caterer, right, and you can't serve your customers right now. Maybe you could do an online class series to teach people how to make some of their favorite dishes at home, right? As a way of connecting with your customers and keeping top of mind with them. Think about publishing content because your world is online right now. What kind of useful written material or audio or video or graphic can you provide them with and make available to them? You know, even if it's just, let's say you're a graphic designer, right? A free downloadable coloring book to keep kids entertained, right? Content that you make available that's useful to people under the current circumstances is a great way to stay in touch and stay top of mind. And finally, if you've been doing guest speaking, right? those virtual gatherings still need speakers. So if you've been speaking in person, you can still continue to be a speaker. So for example, I'm probably going to do a Twitter chat for freelance chat coming up soon. The same business networking groups that you could attend, they're probably going to need speakers. So all of those are approaches that you can use even in this current environment for marketing and sales. Chris, any thoughts that you have?
So many. So well said. You know, I've been joking with people that know me. I'm on social media, but not really, which is always kind of a crazy thing to say. And I've been on the Twitters and the Facebooks so much more this past month. Like, I don't even know when. It's crazy. LinkedIn a little bit myself, but that's actually probably more of where I would be doing business if I was, you know, just trying to be more businessy. But it's interesting. I was having a chat with my coach saying, you know, I should probably be on LinkedIn instead of Twitter. But if people like me who are, if my ideal clients are kind of more like me, then they're probably more on Twitter too. So why don't I be on Twitter more? You know what I'm saying? So this is kind of that rearranging your brain. Where's the message going to land? What's going to strike the right tone? So I love that reaching out thing. And I just put in the chat, you know, I used to be in BNI, and I know several of the people on the line here. I know several of them from BNI. And so I know there are BNIers here in the group. So I wouldn't mind having a little chat there about how your networking has been going. Those of you who do more in-person networking, if you could just do a little chat about how that's going for you. And then the thing about virtual gatherings, there have been so many, almost to the point where I'm like, please stop helping me. I'm so overhelped at the moment, Zoom fatigue. But there is a lot of reaching out. And so just find the methods that resonate with you as an attendee. And then again, thinking to yourself, maybe that would be appropriate for me to be doing myself. So if it's interesting to you to attend, like if I'm finding Twitter fascinating, which I always have, but I don't really necessarily engage with it that much, how do I turn that around and turn it into a marketing technique now, one that I may not have thought of in the past? So some really great points about marketing and sales and just keeping it real. I need the thing. If anybody knows, just let me know. You know, it's not all pressury and weird. It can just be like, hey, you're muted.
I am. Thanks for that, Chris. And a lot of good comments in the chat about BNI. So those of you who are online can read some of those. And if you're on the phone, we're going to be sharing the chat after the meeting too.
Yeah.
So let's talk about our next topic. This is for Chris. How do you choose the best marketing approaches for your situation?
Yeah. And again, really, those of you who spend any time around me know that I talk about superpowers a disproportionate amount. And now is the time to really lean into your superpowers. You can also run some experiments, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But if you've already taken some time to understand what your marketing superpowers are, now is the time to just put that cape on and let it fly. You don't even worry about it. You just run with it. So the question is, what are you hearing from your clients? Because chances are they're telling you what they want. If you can read the tea leaves of what they're saying, then they will be telling you, I like to be marketed to this way or that way. Back when, you know, a handful of years back when CJ and I were getting in touch more, you know, there's all these ways to get in touch and we're in the same city. So including, you know, let's get to physically get together. And so she asked me, you know, how do you like to be communicated with? Basically, how do I, what am I going to respond to the best? And I said, well, texting is the fastest and easiest way to get my attention, especially if you need it right away. If you email me, anybody who's emailed me this knows, goes into some sort of black hole vortex thing. And it may or may not surface something. It just doesn't happen in my brain. So my marketing is a little bit on email. Most of it's been referral building or speaking, that type of stuff. So when I look at who my clients are, I also do a lot of writing. I write for the Get Clients Now blog as well as my own blog. So when I look at who my clients are, they're telling me they like the written stuff. They like these classes. They like a lot of experiential things. And so when I'm thinking about what my next marketing move is, I'm going to take those things into consideration and probably try to do a multi-layered, like a 7-layer dip And I'm not going to toss all the sour cream and guacamole and beans in there together and stir them up because that would be disgusting and no one would eat it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to layer in first the Twitter and next the YouTube channel and next the blog post and next a couple more classes, not necessarily in that order, right? So I've got this multi-layered approach where I'm reiterating a lot of the same concepts, reusing a lot of the same materials so I don't have to conjure up everything fresh every time. But the best marketing in this situation is something where I get to lean into my superpowers, and each one of those things I named is something that I'm actually good at and that I'm energized by. It's not just the decaf coffee speaking here, but I'll be high as a kite when I get off of the call today because this is one of those things that juices me, even as an introvert. That's the kind of marketing you want to be doing, something that leaves you feeling like you want to high five someone or maybe go bench press your car. So if there is something that you've been interested in trying, but you've been a little bit scared, now is also kind of a fun time to do that. I've been interested in YouTube for eons. I remember 10 years seeing some speaker tell me I should get in front of the crashing wave of YouTube and saying to myself, you're probably right. I'm going to go over here and hide under the bed now. Thanks for that idea. So why not? You know, I'm trapped in my house. I've got this lovely brown wall behind me. What the hell? Let's give it a go kind of feeling, right? So if there's something, if you've been learning, wanting to learn how to write, CJ runs a writing day. Actually, there's a writing day tomorrow. If you've been wanting to learn how to speak, maybe now you do some online videos. If you wanted to be doing more list building, heaven knows there's a million list building ideas out there with your email list. Now could be a fun time to just do some exploring about how else you might want to experiment with your marketing. So again, choosing the marketing approaches that resonate the most with you and then turning around and using those with others, some of which may be outside your comfort zone. So, and the last couple of points here, remember that you're human, and when you interact with your clients, you want to act accordingly, which is to say, sales and marketing is just two humans talking to each other about, hey, I have some stuff, would you like the stuff? Yes or no, it's not personal. And just, you know, keep it clean like that, and it's all good. If you come from your heart, if you follow your gut, now is that time, right? When we want to lead, we don't want to toss our head out the window per se, but it's more like we want to lead with our heart because that's where a lot of the authenticity comes from. And then we want to, you know, use our gut instincts, if you will. And then we use our head to do a little bit more of the how-to in terms of how that's going to physically show up, like show up in physical reality, not just in our brains. So further thoughts on any of those, CJ? Are you going to bench press a car?
I think all of those are great, Chris. And something I'm going to say at the end that I think would be appropriate to say right now, be gentle with yourself, okay? This is a difficult time. And here's me and Chris being all enthusiastic about, oh, you could do this and you could do this and you feel like bench pressing your car. And maybe you don't feel like that.
Yeah.
That too is how to choose the best marketing approaches for your situation. If you're sitting there feeling overwhelmed and don't want to think beyond tomorrow when you have to get groceries, okay, pick something that's a marketing approach that you feel like you can handle right now. And we've given you a bunch of options and hopefully one of them will be useful.
Absolutely. And just to be clear, you know, a couple of days ago, I was like, I just can't. So most of the day I planted some flowers, I walked the dog, I did some yoga, I did my dishes because it's sort of like a Zen thing. So, I mean, seriously, every day is different. Every minute is probably different. And so please do follow. That's why I'm saying let's follow your gut and your heart rather than just your head. Because pushing, which is what we see a lot in marketing, is not going to get you anywhere. The marketing should never really apply, and they should extra not apply right now because they're not going to get you anywhere that's going to be someplace that I'm guessing you're going to want to be.
Yeah, that's great, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at category 4 because I know there's going to be questions in this arena, and let's look at some answers there, and then we're going to open up the conversation with all of you. So what if you're in the situation where you need clients yesterday? For whatever reason, you are finding yourself without clients, without income, or without enough clients or what income. My number one suggestion is translate whatever has worked for you in the past into the current environment rather than launching into something new and unfamiliar and relying on that to be the thing. I totally agree with what Chris said about if you've been thinking about trying something new, if it seems tempting and like it would be something that fits for you, go ahead. But for example, if you've never been on social media, don't try and start now because the ramp up time is too long. Don't rely on that if you're in the situation of need clients yesterday. If you're in the situation where you got a bunch of time on your hands and you're interested, great. Start building a presence on social media. If you need clients yesterday, it's not going to do it. Don't do that. Do something that's worked for you in the past, but translate it into the current environment. Same thing if you never had a website before. Well, don't try to launch one. Use your LinkedIn profile instead for now, right? Do the closest thing you can find to what you used to do. So if you used to do a lot of live networking, okay, online networking and referral building. Reach out to the same kind of people you used to connect with live, only do it by email, on the phone, right? Interact with those people directly and personally. Focus on those outreach strategies like direct contact and follow-up, plus networking and referral building to use the labels that we use in the Get Clients Now system. And save the visibility strategies for later because those outreach strategies have a nearer term payoff. Yes, they can be more labor intensive, but if you're not working enough, you have time to do that labor. If you're in an emergency, don't spend time on those longer-term payoff approaches like writing and publicity and social media. Focus on person-to-person contact. Leverage your existing contacts, your existing platforms. Spend the time to call or message all of your contacts on every platform, including social media. You've probably got people you're connected to who you've never had a one-to-one exchange with. Don't hesitate to use this situation as a reason to reach out. Be willing to ask for help. Don't be embarrassed if you're out of work. Lots of people are out of work. And your contacts, your existing contacts, will be willing to help you if they can. So it's a great time to build or to refresh your referral network by connecting with other people who share your target market. You know, if you're a marketing consultant, you might be reaching out to people who are web designers or copywriters or graphic artists. If you're a massage therapist, you might be seeking out chiropractors or acupuncturists or yoga instructors, right? Who are those people who share your target market that could be referral people for you? And do see what help your professional association or your city or state might be offering. So just as an example, AIGA, the Professional Association for Designers, have a list of COVID-19 resources, and they provided through their partner, Ion Design, this hashtag on Twitter called Design Jobs Weekly, right? So right now, that hashtag on Twitter is highlighting freelance remote jobs for people that are in their community. In Asheville, they have an Asheville Strong page. And one of the things that they're promoting is buying gift cards from local businesses to be used later when those businesses can't do business right now. So that's a local city thing that's happening. The state of California has launched a job opportunities portal that has this thing called a dynamic matching system, right? And they have links on there to freelance remote contract jobs in addition to just regular employee positions. So do reach out to see what help you might be able to get from anything you're already connected to, like your city, your state, or province, or your professional association. So let's open it up, shall we, to questions and comments from all of you?
There's one in the chat that I think is kind of to your point right there. Diana asked if you could talk more about making phone calls that you might make marketing wise shorter rather than longer, because everybody's kind of chatty right now. Yeah.
That's a great question, Diana. Do you want to?
This happened to me yesterday. My 10-minute phone call turned into an hour.
That's great. Diana, do you want to come on camera or audio?
I didn't, because I'm saving my voice. So
that's fine. That's
yeah,
fine.
Thank you for asking.
Sure, you bet. All right. So what can you do about that? I think you have to be authentic and direct, which of course is pretty much my answer for everything, right? Be authentic and direct and say to somebody, you know, I notice that we've been talking for about 10 or 15 minutes right now, and I bet you've got other things on your plate. I sure do. Let's find a place to end this conversation. To me, that would be authentic and direct, to literally call attention to it and say, okay, let's move on. Let's do other things. And let's come up with some next steps.
Yeah. And I often say things like, oh gosh, I just looked at the time. We'll wrap up here in a sec. Let me just put this last thought out there. And then I say one sentence with the kind of expectation that that is the last sentence. And that tends to be fairly effective.
And Patrick says, you can use that to end the call. I'm saving my voice. I like that, Patrick.
How would you frame the call? So, hey, CJ, you know, I haven't chatted with you in a while, and I realize we haven't spoken voice to voice, so I just wanted to call and say hi. Do you have a quick sec?
And the only thing I would tweak about that, Chris, is I would never say, I just wanted to call and say hi. If what I'm really doing is I'm really
is
calling
that.
About business. Yeah.
Yes.
If I'm calling to say hi, then absolutely I would say that. And yeah. If I'm calling to say, you got any work for me?
Yeah.
I would be absolutely direct about that, because the thing that I dislike more than anything in people that leave me phone calls and voice messages is people say, hi, I wanted to catch up, when
yeah.
they really don't want to catch up. I know why they're calling.
You know they never mean that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That direct, Diana. That
yeah,
direct. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So anybody who has a question, raise your hand.
Down in the bottom under the on the screen, there's a little hand raisy guy, and we can.
It's under participants or more. And if you're on the phone, you can press *9. Who's got a question or a comment to make?
Ernesto asked that he's curious, put in the chat, that he's curious to hear the different approaches that everyone in this group is using. And Ernesto, do you want to pop on real fast and just ask that question a little bit more in depth?
Yeah. Hey, hello, how are you?
Hi, Ernesto.
What I would like to hear are the different approaches that people is using with their customer, like myself. What I am doing, I am calling all my oldest, you see, customer and asking how they are doing now. You see, are they okay about their families or everything, the company, when are they going to open, what are they thinking about the cash flow, you see, personal questions. That's what I'm doing, but I would like to hear different things that the group is doing. That's all.
Excellent, Ernesto. Yeah, Patrick says, great approach. Be interested in them. Who has something to share about what they're doing that they feel good about right now? I'm going to call on somebody if I don't get a volunteer, because I know somebody who's doing something interesting.
We're not afraid to call on people, just so you guys know.
No, we're not, if we happen to know. Polly, would you be willing to talk about what you're doing?
Sure.
You can come on camera if you want. You don't have to.
I am trying to. Start. Okay, did that work?
There you go. Yep. You're on. Hi.
Hi. I've been sending out, you could probably describe it better than I can, CJ, because you've been getting them. I've been sending out newsletters that offer, well, they're humorous, but they're offering, I did a free workshop for kids, for example. I've talked about resilience, just kind of what's your experience now that you're living in your home, because I am a remodeler. Obviously, my business is not working, not happening at all. And I'm going to this weekend, I'm going to try sending out photographs of me working. I'm going to say, I miss you. This experience has made me realize that I really do love what I do and I miss it. I miss you. And here are pictures of me doing it. People don't know what I'm doing. And I think a picture shows, they sometimes don't understand what it means to be a builder. So I have that's what I'm doing right now.
That seems pretty brilliant, Polly, I have to say. I've got a client who's a general contractor and he's having a rough time right now trying to figure out how he can stay afloat for however long it's going to be, because they've shut down construction in San Francisco for the most part in the Bay Area. So, yeah.
Well, I give you guys a lot of credit for helping me kind of take a high road here.
Well, you're wearing it well. We appreciate that. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Polly. Barbara. Barbara S.
Just had to unmute. I've been doing writing tips for the day. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I've been doing writing tips for the day on LinkedIn because I get some business on LinkedIn. And one of the I have one big project that I'm working on right now, which is a ghostwriting project. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking all of my frustrations of the things I have to tell that client over and over and over again, and just kind of using that as the writing tip, the things that I'm learning as I'm learning it. So I'm trying to leverage that. And I know it's useful because I've been using it every day. And so I do that. And I just set my LinkedIn post post to Twitter as well. And Twitter's been really active right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a lot of new followers, and I've found new people to follow. And I've been posting my tips. And someone who saw my tweets invited me to do an interview on his radio show. So I'm getting some marketing leverage from that.
Love that.
Oh, that's great, Barbara. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And it's easy and very fast. And
I love it.
And it's something I can do when my mind is kind of scattered, I can still do that. So
these are pretty short little.
Yeah.
Can you give us a taste? Like, how short are we talking?
Maybe 75 words.
Sweet.
See, and sometimes it's a quote, you know, from someone else. I saw a quote from, you know, Bill Withers, the musician who just died, and said something like, don't just look in the mirror, look out at the, you know, something like, don't look in the, look out at the world like a window. Don't just look in the mirror at yourself. And so I posted that, you know, and with a writing tip that said, try writing in the third person about something that you're really passionate about instead of about yourself. And then I put that Bill Withers quote, look out the window and not in the mirror, you know, little simple stuff like that.
I love it, Barbara.
Yeah. I love that too.
Bill Withers died a couple of days ago of complications from the stupid virus. I mean, it's just him and Ellis Marsalis just about hid me in when I heard both of those.
I know, and John Prine too.
Seriously,
yeah, it's really sad.
So on a happier note, there's a couple of interesting things in the chat I just want to speak to real fast, and then we can go back to our raised hands. There's a couple of questions, you know, so there's a comment here about Steve saying that he's focusing on expanding, not contracting. And if we go back to that idea of maybe we want to bench press a car, that's the kind of feeling that we're talking about. You know, there's kind of an overlay that we're somehow, because everything is not awesome right now, we're supposed to, quote unquote, be in this contraction, you know, hunker down state. And in a lot of ways, that's true. You know, we want to take care of ourselves and make sure everything's going to be all right. On the other hand, you know, I know that Steve and I have shared a story about how he started his last business, his current business, in our last recession. And now he's trying to start another business in this recession. And he's like, what the hell? It's worked for me already. And, you know, the business he started before that worked for him pretty well too. So he's got a track record of knowing that the down economy doesn't have to mean a down bank account for you necessarily. It depends on how you use it and how you can be authentic and how you can be of service and all those other things we're talking about today. So I just want to put that idea that, of course, take care of yourself and honor what's real, but there can be possibly an expansion here for you. And people have asked, a couple people in the chat, and then in general, I've seen people wondering about pricing and what is now the right time to raise your price or offer discounts or whatnot. And I would say I've seen people raise their prices. I've raised my prices, not in the middle of this, but I raised my prices right before this. And it hasn't changed anything for me. It hasn't changed anything for the clients that I'm working with. I would not probably offer a discount. I might throw in a bonus, or I might arrange it a little bit differently, depending on the format that you're offering things in. So Liz, if you want to talk to me more specifically about that later. But I'm not a big fan of discounts at this point, per se. I'm not feeling like that is probably the right direction to go, depending on what we're talking about.
Great. Thanks for that, Chris. Let's hear from some people who have their hands up. So Kathy R, Kathy with a C, R.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi there. Let me see if I can find, there's the video. Okay. There I
Great.
Am.
Hi.
This, I've got to figure out how to turn off the Aurora Borealis. I turned it on for a meeting last week and now I'm tired of it. But my idea was, I'm a travel agent, first of all, so you know that my business right now is very minimal. And I met you, Christine, several years ago at the Uniglobe Travel Center.
I know, that was so fun.
It was a blast. But the my thought process is, I found some cards one day walking through Office Depot with lemons on them. And then I saw a few days later somebody using one of those little lemonade packets to sweeten their water. And I thought, well, you know, the old adage of, you know, when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. And so I bought a bunch of cards for the clients that I've worked with over the last couple of years. And so I just thought I would get those in the mail with the little lemonade packet and just, you know, have some kind of a little statement about, hope you're doing well, you know, enjoy a drink on me or something along those lines. And so anyway, that was a thought process I had. I have everything, I just haven't done it. So putting it out there means I'm much more likely to do it.
Yeah. And I Excellent. Love that kind of innovation too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that, Kathy.
I've seen a lot of that. Ideas that maybe you've had in the past that you never acted on, and maybe why not go ahead and give it a try right now, right? What else are we doing with ourselves, so to speak?
Yeah.
Great.
That's great. Thank you. All right. We've got a lot of hands up. We're not going to have time for them all, but let's hear from Rob K.
Hi.
Rob, are you there? There you are. Hi.
Hey, I'm here. I was just going to mention that I had a colleague who, since before this all happened, she's also in marketing web design. And she has been sending personal snail mail, like regular mail. And she said the response is just amazing. People are just floored by the fact that she took the time to do that. I also have another colleague who has a side business with a company called Get, what's it called? I can't remember the name of it now. But anyway, you can go online. There's probably some other companies like this. You can create your like a postcard or a letter, and you can personalize it, or you can bulk whatever, and then you, when you submit it, it's really cheap. Then it gets mailed from someplace in Utah, but it gets going through the mail. And I think that would be, I've been seriously thinking about doing this just to hit my old clients, just to let them know that, you know, I'm thinking about them, that I care, and you know, if they need anything, let me know. Just to get it in the mail, I think, would be more than just an email. We get emails every day. So that's what I was thinking.
That's great, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. All right. Let's take one more hand that's up. That's Mary A.
Hello, CJ. Hello, Chris. Can you
Hi.
Hear me?
Sure can. Yes. Feel free to come on camera if you want.
Thank you. I don't have a camera on this.
Okay, device. Then Go ahead, talk.
Yeah, thank you for hosting the last few seminars. My question is, I'm not on Twitter. From what I'm understanding, and I have thought about going on Twitter, and from what I'm understanding from what you've been saying, this could be a good time for me to explore doing that. My question is, how would I approach that? What would I do? So before, my idea had been that I would maybe retweet research or work that's been done by people that I thought would be useful and relevant to my sphere of coaching and career analysis. But I'm not sure now, with the way that the climate is, with so much, so many people laid off, and I'm not, so that's my, yeah, my question is, well, A, is it a good time? And B, what, because I've never been on it before and I don't look at anybody else's tweets either. I'm not quite sure. It's like a big blob.
So that's the place to start, Mary, is to start looking at other people. So I'm sure that you know, well, maybe you don't because you're new, but hashtags on Twitter, right? So
yeah.
If you look at hashtags, that's the way to find out what conversations are already happening in the area that you are interested in. So for example, if you were to go to Twitter and do a search on hashtag careers, that would be a starting place of seeing what the conversations are that are already going on. And you can also find out what some of the most popular hashtags are by going to hashtagify.me and typing in a hashtag, and you can see what other tags are connected to it and get suggestions for tags to follow. And I think it'll give you lots of ideas about the kinds of things you would post. And what I would say is be relevant. So for example, right now, I killed off my whole Twitter queue that I had previously loaded. Mm-hmm. And instead, I'm posting things that I find that are relevant to the current situation with my own comment on it. So, for example, here's research that says most people get jobs but from referrals from people they know instead of from job boards. And then you add your comment. Right now in this environment, this is more important than ever. Link to that research that you found. That's the sort of thing I mean.
All right. Great. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, you're welcome, Mary.
Twitter stream too, and my LinkedIn stream. I just took it all down.
Good.
Because we program them, you know, months in advance, potentially, depending on what they are, but not appropriate right now. So just yank the whole lot of it.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay. So sorry about that. I was trying to share my screen and then I got rid of where I wanted to be. So here's where I wanted to be. Okay. Next steps after today, if you didn't get a chance to say what you wanted, hear what you wanted, have more questions, want more contact, whatever, we're doing two more free sessions. Thursday, April 16th, that's next week at this time, we're going to be talking about reinventing your business. The way you've been doing business isn't working in the current environment. You need to reinvent. For example, you used to do everything in person, now you need to go virtual. Or your whole client base is shut down right now. How can you get work in the meantime? So this is not about marketing. It's actually about reinventing what you're doing and what you're offering. The week after that, we're going to be offering another session on simply staying productive and sane in this environment. All right, so that's going to be 2 weeks from now, going to be at exactly this same time, 10 to 11 Pacific, 1 to 2 Eastern, 6 to 7 in the UK. So we want to wrap up by telling you to, if you said anything today you want deleted, remember to tell me to make sure that it comes out before the recording is circulated. Watch your email to register for one or both of the upcoming sessions if you have comments or questions or requests. My email is contact@cjhayden.com. Chris's email is coach@christinecarey.com. So we do want to leave you with just a handful of thoughts. This is a temporary situation. We opened with that. We're closing with that. Even though the impact may be long-lasting. You're not alone in your questions, your fears, your struggles. At our peak today, we had something like 75 people here. All right, there's lots of other people out there that didn't come to this particular session that are dealing with the same stuff that you are. There are answers out there, although you may have to work to find them. And at the same time, be gentle with yourself. This is a tough time. We know it. It's hard. So if you're not feeling like you could be super productive, that's okay too. We can only do as much as we can do. We have to look after ourselves. We have to look after our families. We're all in this together. If we continue to support each other, we can get through this. So in just a minute, I'm going to end the recording and open up the line for anybody who wants to stay on and say hi. Chris, any final words from you that you'd like to share with everybody before I do that?
You know, I'm just seeing some interesting things in the chats, a lot of thank yous and some further questions. So, you know, you can save the questions for a future class or you can email either of us. We're happy to, you know, answer a quick email or whatnot. What do I want to say? Marketing doesn't have to be hard or doesn't have to be brain surgery, and it doesn't have to feel inappropriate right now, as long as you've done the gut check, found the things that feel like the right fit for you, explored in some of the ways that CJ's been talking about, perhaps reinventing your approach to some of those things. If you've got the self-compassion going, then I feel like that's kind of the basic place for everything at this point. Start from self-compassion, take care of yourself. And then that is naturally, you know, Diana was asking, how do you talk with, not at, in writing? If you start with the self-compassion and you lead with your heart, something that's going to come out of your mouth or your fingers is naturally going to be an outflow of that. So you're predisposing yourself to be of service to the people that you're interested in being in, of service to.
That's wonderful, Chris. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, this is the official end of our session. If you want to stay on afterwards and just say hello, you're welcome to do that. Hopefully, we'll see more of you again next week.